three.
Fuck it.
There's no words on it.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it. There's no words on it.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
I don't know.
Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
The following podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed during the show are solely those of the individual cast members and in no way reflect the views of our guests and sponsors. We have a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for our guests and in no way want them to be associated with our sick, demented, and inappropriate sense of humor. Consider yourselves warned, and welcome to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. Fuckers.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music biz. Cause now it burns when I pee.
Alright, ready to go?
Copperheads crawl into the woodpile, and without fail, my songbird starts south on them hard miles. There's a hell of a lot that an old man don't care to remember. I still hear her name when the cold winds start blowing. Sing down at the Ryman. Now all the same, when I pass, there goes the wreck of a fine man. Back when I was a young man, I guess talking was useful. By the glass and not the spoonful. Time sure ain't like they used to be, and they ain't coming back again. Coming out of the weather, and I share with you this bottle of rye, my friend. I tell you about my broken down Ford of a voice, my body had rusted out. We'll be right back. politicians, their greed or their wars. I like to stroll through the fall woods, I love whiskey, and now and then a pretty whore. I tell her all about my broken down Ford of a voice, my body, the rusted out sputtering Rolls Royce. You know I used to sing down at the Ryman. Now all the same when I pass, there goes the wreck of a fine man. I used to be a fine man.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to episode number 65 of It Burns When I Pee. And we're going to call our co-host as we speak with the help of the interweb. Oh, Lord.
Hello?
Hello. Are my co-hosts available?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, folks, we are here. Like I said, episode 65 of It Burns When I Pee, entitled Spin Cycle. And first of all, I want to introduce the ladies go first. Sorry, Beach. But we want to introduce our fine young lady here. Let's get her music on here. The lovely, the talented Cold Beer Coley. Let's hear it for Cold Beer.
Yay!
How are you, dear? Hello?
How are you doing, Blake?
I'm doing splendiliocious.
Nice.
And we would not have an episode of IBWIP without the man himself. The intro that lasts way too long.
We're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. A churn butter once or twice.
But I can cut that down. So, Amish BJ, welcome to the show, buddy.
Howdy, howdy, Blake.
Well,
let's party like it's 1699, brother.
1699. That was the day that the pilgrims came and took over the United States. Right?
Not really, but...
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was much earlier.
Oh, okay.
I think you're thinking about 1492.
Oh, that's when
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
This is the history episode of IBWIP.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, dudes. Hey, you got some cool...
Come over, slide on my slip and slide. It'd be sweet.
Sweet. You guys got slip and slides? All we have is corn.
Corn? We like to run backwards through cornfields. That's our fun.
Yep.
Naked.
Ooh, what happens if you get a, if you fall down and get a cob up your asshole?
Well, pretty much you could just run backwards and get a cob up your asshole.
Oh, it sounds delightful, to say the least.
Oh, it is. It is. Well, you want to make sure you lube your butt with butter first?
And if it's tight enough, you'll have popcorn at the end.
Yes.
Nice. Midnight snack.
Coley, we can hear you.
Woohoo!
How do you like that, Blake?
And I'm not even yelling.
I know. It's. I have a boner as we speak. I really do.
Nice. Sorry, Miles.
She's like, Miles is like, oh yeah, microphones. New microphones. Get him a boner. That's great. She gets me the Guitar World catalog and just like lays in bed and opens up and goes, here, look at this microphone.
So, Beej, you were just schooled. Shannon said it was 1699.
He said it was close.
It was close.
That's pretty sad when your son is correcting you.
No, no Shannon in the chat.
He's smart.
So, yeah, he is.
So, should I let everybody know what we just heard before you introduced us?
Oh, yes. We should probably do that.
Yes, you guys just heard Tom Vandevon with Wreck of My, of A Fine Man, I'm sorry.
And we all say that very wrong, don't we, hun?
Yeah, I don't think I pronounced it right, so I apologize.
It's Vandenhoven.
Vandenhoven.
I found out. It's very hard to say Vandenhoven. after you're so used to saying Tom Vandenbond.
It's kind of like when we say Gorg Schnagawak or however. Yeah.
Somebody asked, I was at a family party this weekend, and somebody asked us what was on our shirt. And I said, that's Cockstrong backwards. And they're like, oh, I like that. I like that. They were a bunch of rednecks, so that, it was cool.
When you put it in her butt, you're Cockstrong backwards.
Yep. He liked to fight chickens. Wow, that was a good one, Blake. I like that.
So that's my intro to who is drinking what this evening. I'd like to start off. I am drinking in my fancy Bears cup that lights up techno on the bottom of it, and I'm drinking an ice-cold orange Fanta.
Wow, orange soda, huh?
Hey, it's in celebration of our stupid people doing stupid things.
Well, I just about spit my drink out of my nose when you were telling me about your techno cup.
This cup is technotronic.
I can't do the fake beat thing. I don't beatbox. I am drinking a fine malt beverage out of a red, white, and blue can. They, according to this can here, they won a blue ribbon in 1893, and they're still effing bragging about that.
That is, you know, what's cool about that is, like, that's like the Pilgrims had the first beer-a-thon in 18. What was it?
93, but the Pilgrims were already long gone before then.
Oh, Jesus, I am horrible.
The Puritans, if you will.
Ah, yes, the Puritans.
They kind of shot their load on that whole Salem witch trial thing.
Nice. Well, this is an interactive show, which means, BJ, why don't you give folks the dial-in number? They can call it anytime. We don't care.
I sure will. The number is 203-429-4711.
And for Canada, that's 203-IBWIP-11.
Is there an international code on that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think there is, being that it's Google.
Do they still have the operators up there that got to plug in, like, you know, the old switchboard operators?
Hello, who would you like to contact?
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy.
Something's weird about tonight. Something's odd and different.
Yeah, it is.
Where's Miles?
Miles is in Florida. And let me just tell you, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And I didn't realize how much stuff she fixed in this house. The sink won't work because dishes don't just disappear. Something's wrong with the clothes hamper. It's just overflowing.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm using a lot of paper plates now.
Well, you should call your old roommate and have her come over and help you.
My old roommate?
Yeah, the roommates.
Oh, my mom. I know. Miles called her and told her no, not to come over.
Oh.
Well, you could help Maul out, or your roommate, your female roommate, ex-female roommate, out with her breathing treatment, and she can wash your dishes for you.
I know. I tried to do like the, Mom, come on, Mom. And she was not having any of it. Miles has ruined my sad face with my mother. My mom says, you better be nice to her. You'll fuck it up too. I'm like, gee, thanks.
Oh, Jesus.
Your mom doesn't have much faith in your relationship abilities?
My mom doesn't have faith in anything I do. She doesn't even listen to the show.
Oh.
Do you feel a little abused, Blake?
I feel like I'm being neglected. I would think that if I went on vacation for a week and a half to the happiest place on earth, I would at least like have, you know, the Meals on Wheels or people come or something.
Meals on Wheels.
Fucking guy's starving here. I don't have any spoons left. I've been eating ice cream out of the big tub with my fingers.
Oh, you're gonna be in so much trouble.
You know what, Blake? Maybe you should have like hospice come over and take care of you.
Oh, that would have been, yeah, that's what she should have done. She should have ordered me hospice for a week or something. I'm fucked
just
here.
Just act like you're dying.
Right, I am dying.
I don't even...
Dying of a broken heart because Malls isn't there.
Yeah, I miss her. That's one thing. But I'm really, like, upstairs in the upstairs bathroom. I had to start using the downstairs bathroom because the toilet paper...
Is all gone?
It's all gone. I don't know what to do.
Do you have to wash your butt in the sink after you're done shitting?
I find the magazines that still have, like, the paper pages in there. They have the glossy pages, but they have the paper ones, too. It works in a pinch.
I just use my fingers.
Ew.
And then let Rory lick them off.
The other night, I had to jump in the shower because we were out of toilet paper.
Man.
That is the truth.
And I had just got done eating hog and
squirrel and frog legs
and crawdads and all other forms of critters that move across places.
The shit was getting funky in there.
Yeah, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning with the worst heartburn I've ever had in my life. I almost puked heartburn up on Nicole.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I hope Miles is having fun.
I do, too. I miss Miles.
I do, too. I miss her. She, I thought it would be really cool. Like, you know, I thought, oh, I'll have a week to myself, week and a half to myself. This is going to be awesome. I just fucking lay on the couch and watch SportsCenter or a whole fucking thing.
Really? I couldn't watch more than 5 minutes of SportsCenter without having to, like, beat myself half to death.
Well, as everybody, because I know there's thousands of people that listened to the show two weeks ago, and we've been talking about getting an intern because Miles wants more quality time with me, and I said, hey, to do this, we have to get some kind of intern to do all of the scrub work.
Right.
You know? And so last episode we had our first resume come in and we called the person and they never fucking answered the phone.
Ugh.
They must not have wanted the job.
Strike one.
So we're gonna try again and hopefully it'll work this time. Okay?
We didn't get any more resumes, just the same one.
Yeah, we didn't get any more resumes.
So no strike. Since we don't have much to choose from, no strikes.
No, but I mean, if anybody else wants to send in their resume or wants to be, you know, go in and have an interview for the internship here at IBWIP, you can feel free to let us know. Email us or something, but we'll talk about email stuff later. So okay. let's give this a whirl. That's what they say in the old days.
In old timey radio talk.
All right. Can you guys hear that okay?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Oh, Jesus.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Ingrid Van Zinfandel?
This is she.
Hi, this is Blake and Amish BJ and Cold Beer from IBWIP. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Guys, you want to say hi to this person?
Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, Ingrid.
Hi.
Well, we thought we'd give you a second chance because here at IBWIP, you know, we don't discriminate against drunks.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I accidentally passed out one time.
You accidentally passed out. Okay. We'll work on that on your 12-step program.
I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
Okay,
so we have a few questions for you, and then, you know, we won't keep you too long because you have things to do. So, first question, as an intern, you would be asked to wait on us hand and foot. Do you have any issues with that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I'm scared of Amish people. I'm really scared of Amish people.
Oh, she went to the Amish route.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
Why are you scared of them?
The beards. The beards scare me.
Oh, you'll be... Yeah. You'll probably be scared of me too because lately I've been growing quite the beard.
Yeah, he said he has to comb it.
Yep, I got to comb it now.
Honestly, I'd be really scared. I can work on it though.
Okay, well, you're not starting off well, so hopefully you'll build your way up.
Okay.
There's a lot of secretary stuff that needs to be done. You know, emails sent out and such. Do you have any experience with Excel, Word, or shorthand, possibly?
Did you say hand job?
For some people, a shorthand would be a hand job, yes. You have experience with
that? No. A little Excel, a little in that, but I don't want to do that at work, so no.
Okay. So you've never used Word or Excel then? Never did a spreadsheet or anything?
No.
Okay.
I'm all for this hand job thing.
Right, we'll have to...
But you have a beard, so I'll have to be blindfolded or something.
I can shave it. There's no problem.
It's not like he's, it's not like he's never had sex with somebody blindfolded before. You're good to go. Sorry, I was taking a drink out of my Techno Bears glass. Let's see. We insist that you present yourself in a professional manner at all times. Do you think you would be able to keep your hands off all of us while you do your work?
If I'm sober, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's another no. Do you have any criminal record? Do you have a criminal record of any kind?
Yes.
Okay, where were you a week ago? And were you in Colorado?
Oh, no, I was not in Colorado.
Okay.
Da-da-da.
Have you ever been to the Penn State University campus?
I have not, no.
Okay. All right.
And don't want to.
Okay. But do you want to disclose your criminal record, or would you like to keep that private? Because technically, as employers, we cannot ask you what those are.
Right. You can't ask me if I'm pregnant either.
Oh. Okay. That takes away the next question. All right. Have you ever had sex with a barn animal?
No. Not sober, but no, I don't think so. Not that I remember.
So should we go through two sets of questions, sober and non-sober answers?
This non-sober ones will be pointless, but if you want to, yeah.
Okay.
I like this one, Blake.
Yes. This is a... And this question kind of leads in, we've already touched on it, but about how much alcohol do you consume in a week?
Well, I've really cut back, so I'm probably down to like 7 boxes of wine a week.
7 boxes of wine? So a box a day?
Yes, unless I'm really depressed, but I've been trying to cut back, so 7 a day, 7 a week, probably.
7 a day? She's like, 7, I mean 7 a week.
7.
Do you have any experience with social media like Twitter or Facebook, MySpace?
I do have MySpace. I try to keep that current. And ChristianMingle.com, I'm on there.
ChristianMingle.com.
Nice.
How is that working for you?
Yes. It's good. It's good.
Have you
lots of hot men on there.
Have you went on any dates?
Oh, lots of dates. Yeah, lots of dates.
But you just haven't found that one Christian boy you like the best?
No, I don't like any of them, actually. No.
Okay. All right. So you would be able to tweet our Twitters and do that kind of stuff?
Yes, as long as I'm sober, I can probably tweet.
How many tweets could you do a day, possibly?
Probably 2.
Hey, that's more than I could do.
Okay. Well, we just have about 2 or 3 more questions here. I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty reading my handwriting. Do you have any personal issues that would get in the way of you performing your job duties as the intern for IBWIP?
I don't think so. Because I can work really well drinking, so as long as I can drink, I'll be okay.
Okay, that would be considered a personal issue, drinking.
Well, not. I don't think it is. So.
Do you have any issues with like bipolar or multiple personalities, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Damn it.
I know, right? I was thinking we could get like the normal Ingrid to do two tweets, and maybe like each one of her personalities could do like 3. We could get like 15 a day.
Exactly.
Well, tomorrow is another day. I could totally have another personality by tomorrow.
All right. So, how often do you bathe?
When I go swimming, that's when I bathe. So that's like twice in the summer, probably.
Do you wear one of those hair net things so the chlorine doesn't mess with your hair color?
Yeah, I wear a shower cap.
A big shower cap.
Yeah, looks good. The Christian boys love it.
And this is really important to me, you know, because there's some certain qualities that we're looking for in an intern. I don't know what BJ and Coley are looking for, but what kind of porn is your favorite? I mean, do you like amateur porn, interracial, lesbian, or, you know, even Asian, possibly?
I like, personally, amateur, interracial, lesbian, Asian, little people, Amish porn.
Nice.
She covered all the basics right there.
But do you wear a blindfold? Yeah. Do you wear a blindfold when you watch the porn then? Because of the Amish?
Well, no, they can't touch me when I'm watching it. I can only just watch them, so it doesn't really scare me. But as long as the beard and shit doesn't touch me, I'm okay. Unless I'm drunk, then I don't know. It could happen.
Okay, Coley, do you have any questions or anything you'd like to ask Ingrid?
No, I was actually going to ask her what she preferred to drink, but you guys covered that, so I'm good.
Large gallon jugs of wine.
Boxes.
Yes.
She's a classy red woman. She drinks it out of a box.
Not a bottle.
That's right.
Right.
No. That's too fancy for me.
Do you not drink out of a bottle because you're afraid you'll cut yourself?
Yes, because I fall a lot, so I can't have that. I just drink out of a box with a straw.
Have you ever fallen and broken a limb?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. BJ, do you have any questions or anything for?
I say she's hired. That's all I got to
well,
say.
Well, you know, we can't say that. We can't say that. We have a couple other people in line.
We don't like the other people.
Well, we have to be fair. We have to. You're not black, are you?
No.
See, because
no.
My ass
is a little bit, but no, I'm not.
Yeah, because see, by law, we have to interview a black person and an Asian person as well.
You just want to interview an Asian person.
Oops. It's called a casting couch.
Right. I've seen those videos. All right, Ingrid, it was a pleasure meeting you. I'm glad you stayed sober enough to talk to us. We'll definitely be getting back to you after we have some more interviews, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Well, I appreciate y'all interviewing me.
All righty. Well, take care of yourself, and feel free to drink away now.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Bye, Ingrid.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a feeling she does a thumbs up quite a bit. Like she's like, hey.
Bonzarelli.
Yes, I really liked Ingrid.
Well, we have to do this the right way. We can't just jump into decisions.
See, she makes me not look like the group drunk.
That's one benefit. All right, well, we'll... We hopefully will get some more. Like I said, we hoping to have some more interviews with interns, and then we'll make our decision here pretty soon.
Okay.
Awesome. That's
that was a nice one, Blake.
Thanks. You want to hear some music?
Yes, I do. I'd like to hear High Lonesome, and that's what we're going to play, damn it, right now. High Lonesome with On Your Knees and Pray.
Alrighty, here. Let me just turn you off. I guess. Do I turn you off? Is that how we're doing this?
Well, yeah, I can turn myself down.
Yeah, do that. That's fine. All right, here we go with a little High Lonesome on Your Knees and Pray for Ingrid Van Zinfandel. Oh Jesus. So
me in here. Oh, I didn't see you sneak up on me like that. Hey, friends, I want to talk to you today about a website. Yeah, it's another one of them websites on the internet. You know, Banjo Man, we don't get no internet up here in the mountaintops. No, all we got is a couple of tin cans that we strung together. Yolay-hoo! That's about all we can do to communicate, you know? Communication's important. Now, I want to talk to you about this website. It's called... Now, here's the URL for it. IBWIP. The reason I'm laughing is because it stands for it burns when I pee. You know, it's a podcast, and they focus on alternative country music, punk grass, roots music, and adult comedy. Oh, Banjo Man, I love comedy. Comedy makes me laugh. Get it? Comedy makes me... That? All right. That wasn't all that funny, was it? All right, anyway. You know, the hosts are Amish BJ, Cold Beer, and Blake Clayton. Oh, they are wonderful young fellas. You know they are. They really are. They're funny, too. You know, I'd like to pick them up on my radio that I have from, well, when Grandpa was in the war back in World War I. We had an AM radio, and we could pick it up. Actually, I can't pick it up on that because it's on the internet. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, listen, I want to sing you a little song about that there radio station. Here it goes. Well, when I've had too much moonshine, you see, it always burns when I try to pee. WIP.com.
Folks, we are back, and just here we're going to dial up the old telly.
Hello? Hello?
I feel like this is the old-fashioned way to podcast over the millions and millions of miles between us. We're back.
We're back.
Yay. Nicole?
Yes?
What did we just listen to?
We just heard The Meat Purveyors with I Have a Devil in Me.
I like The Meat Purveyors.
Yes. I also like The Meat Purveyors. It's a shame they're not around anymore.
No. Maybe I should do a political campaign to get them to back together, a reunion show on IBWIP.
That would be awesome.
Well,
you never got to interview them either, did you?
I did interview, what was his name? One of the guys from the band, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, long back in the Stone Ages.
You are listening to IBWIP.com.
Since you wouldn't let her do that.
Oh. Yeah, you cut me off before I could do it, Let.
I am a dick.
All the time.
All right, so we have something special that's not on, I mean, not that we have pieces of paper, but if we did, this wouldn't be on it. All right?
All right.
We're going to make another phone call.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Ira!
What's up?
What's going on, buddy?
Much. I just found my shirt got shit on by one of my cats, so...
Oh!
You had pussy shit on your shirt?
I did have pussy shit on my shirt.
That's fucking bogus.
And it's fucked up because it's my Hank 3 Ash Jack shirt.
That's ironic.
Yeah.
So you're not saving people's lives tonight?
Negative. I took a class on how to teach people how to save people's lives today, so they gave me the day off.
Awesome.
Nice.
Well, Ira is one of our fans that listens to the show, and he said he wasn't by a computer, but he wanted to call in, so we just called him instead.
Nice.
Exactly.
Where are you from? Arizona?
Yep, Arizona. I am, I don't know, if you guys know where Arizona's at, it's, I don't know, 3 hours northeast of Phoenix, maybe?
Oh. So are the dust storms happening by your house?
Negative. We got some pine trees and shit by my house.
So you're in the more non-desert areas.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but I heard it's pretty, especially this time of year.
It is. It's green. It's greener than the shit on my shirt.
Wow.
Only on IBWIP do we call somebody.
Exactly.
On the shirt.
Well, don't...
I was worried about cussing there for a second, and I realized I was on the show, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let her fly.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of pretty cool that your cat shit on your Hank. No offense, but I'm...
I don't think it's fucking cool.
Well,
but I am getting my laundry done. I've been putting it off all week, so.
Hey.
Shit shirt in the wash, too.
I've been putting off my laundry for about 5 days now, too.
Yeah.
When Malls gets
home,
he's going to give her
a week,
just one
so I don't got to do my work uniform shit for, you know.
You been to any good shows lately?
I have not. I missed, who did I miss recently? I missed the Reverend Horton Heat last week. I think it was with the Gallows and Dave Alvin, I believe. That was a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago.
Have you ever seen the Reverend Horton Heat before?
I've seen him he's tied with Hank 3 for the amount of times I've seen him. So I've seen Hank 3, I think, 7 times, and I've also seen the Reverend 7 times.
All righty.
Yeah, Slayer holds the title for the band I've seen the most. I've seen them 9 times.
Slayer! All right, well, we appreciate you taking the time out, and it's good to finally hear your voice after, 2 years of tweeting.
Yeah. It's good to hear myself on the show. I got something to skip forward now.
Yeah, it starts at 35 minutes into the show. So if you just want to fast 35
forward. 35 minutes.
Yeah, so if you want to fast forward through all the other bullshit, you can get to that.
No, I mean, I was going to fast forward my voice. I fucking hate my voice.
Oh, well, if you start telling people that you're on IBW, you'll get a lot more pussy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And not just shitting on your shirt.
I hope so. You usually got to pay for that, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's extra.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes, and thanks for supporting us and listening to us, man.
All right. Thanks for getting me on the show, and thanks for calling me. Keep up the good work. Y'all rock.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ira. See ya.
All right. We'll see ya.
Look at that. I just wanted to show people that there are other people that listen to us.
Now you're just trying to brag.
Huh?
Now you're just trying to brag.
Ah, yes. We're getting choppy again.
Yeah.
Well, let me talk for a few seconds here about something real this time. We're not doing something goofy or fucked up. We're actually doing something that's meaningful. Can you believe that?
Nope.
But we're going to have the IBWIP Autism or Auction for Autism.
Nice. No, I'm being serious. Nice. I know a lot of people that will benefit from that.
You might want to sit a little close to the microphone.
I am?
You could.
Okay.
Or maybe it's me. I don't know.
Better?
Better. So, with the help of Silent Storm Radio, got to definitely plug that Silent Storm Radio for helping us out here. But starting on September 15th, we're going to kick off the IBWIP auction with a telethon. Am I right on that, BJ?
Yep.
You want
to
tell?
I'm trying not to talk too much since it got choppy on us.
You're okay. You want to describe the telethon and what we're going to try to do?
We're going to try to go as long as possible on the air that Saturday. And we're going to try to also get interviews with the folks that decided to donate, mostly bands. It's going to be just an all-day fest of music and us shooting a shit. And by the end, we're all going to cry like Jerry Lewis.
Yep.
So we're gonna start that out about 1 p.m. Central Time. So that's 8:15 Mountain Time.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there.
So if there's any bands out there that listen to the show, get a hold of us if you want to donate something, or if you're a fan, listen. You have some kind of unique thing you want to donate, so we can auction off. It's gonna go. The actual auction is gonna start on the 15th. And it's going to be like eBay, like they'll have different, you know, each thing is different. And it's going to go all the way through the 24th of September, and we're going to do our IBWIP live and at the kind of the ending to kind of wrap it up when all the bidding should be over.
Right.
Right.
And we're going to try to time it so we go, hey, these items are coming up and that kind of stuff. Right, Blake?
Yeah, sounds good to me. We've already got Keith Neltner has made a donation. Chelsea McBee's made a donation. And we've got Dead Horse Experiences made a donation.
Brent Omaker
has made a huge donation. The mailman about got a hernia bringing it on.
Nice.
So we'll have more details on the actual stuff as we go along. So I have some facts about autism. By the way, so the donations, between 50 and 75% of the donations are going to go to Autism Speaks, is what we decided, right?
Right.
Okay. So, let's see. 1% of the population of children in the United States, ages 3 to 17, have autism. It's prevalent in 1 out of 88 births.
Wow.
So if you think about that, you know, that's just craziness.
Yeah, I personally know, I think me and Coley personally know 5 families that have children with autism.
Yep. About four or five, yep.
I think everybody knows somebody.
At least someone.
That's touched by it.
Right. And it says here that this is the fastest growing developmental disability. It's a growth rate of 1,148%.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it says that only 56% of students with autism finish high school, which is it's a sad statistic.
Yes, it is.
It is.
But the reason why one of the reasons why we chose this, and I once read this statistic, this is why I said, let's do these guys. So autism research receives less than 5% of research funding of many of the lesser prevalent children's disease. So we said 1 out of 88 births have autism prevalent, right?
Right.
So just to kind of put this in perspective, pediatric AIDS gets $394 million a year. I don't know if that's a year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it would be.
And kids affected is one out of every 300 kids. So
that's still a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids, but I'm kind of like trying to show like the percentage of money, why, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I just,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Leukemia, $277 million a year goes toward the research, and it's one out of every 1,200 kids.
Wow.
So you figure that less than 5% of all funding goes to autism. So let's band together, folks. Let's make this telethon and make this auction a big success. Tell your friends, and definitely join in for the telethon. Our goal is to do 12 hours, and BJ wants to do more.
You know me, guys. I'm in it for the long haul if I have to be.
So we'll continue to give you guys more details. Once we get everything lined up, we'll there'll be a page on IBWIP or Silent Storm with all the different things you can bid on and how to get there. Sound good?
Yep.
Nice.
All righty. Yep. So let's do some fan feedback. Fan feedback. Fan feedback.
Really?
Or do you want to do something else before we do fan feedback?
No, I'm just kidding.
We can.
No, it's really quick this week, so.
Okay.
I was just messing.
All right, here we go. Fan feedback with Cold Beer.
3, 2, 1. Another fine episode, folks. And that was from Tyler. Thank you so much, Tyler. We miss you. You got to get back in the chat. Next one. How great to know you are still there. Listening to Live in the Morning, episode 64. Maybe you know from about 3, 4, 5 years ago, a.k.a. Restless in Amsterdam, I am still the same support reinstate Hank. Which should have been accomplished, but not yet. Support great live music like Hank 3, Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies, Lucky Tubb, etc., etc., and many more bands touring through Europe than. Yeah, there are many more bands touring through Europe than before, which is super. I wish you good luck with IBWIP shows, and that was from Monica.
Oh, thanks, Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
She's like I said, like 3 or 4 years ago when we were only like 2 years old. You know, she was listening all the time and stuff. So it was cool to see a fan come back who, for some strange reason, had been gone.
Yeah, that we didn't chase away.
I think that's probably what it was. So BJ, why don't you tell folks how to get a hold of us if they want to send us more fan feedback?
All right, folks, if you want to send fan feedback to this shipwreck of a show, you can. Email us at blake@ibwip.com, coldbeer@ibwip.com, amishbj@ibwip.com. That last one, please send boob pics.
Yes, we haven't gotten boob pics in forever. We got penis pics a while back, but nothing. We haven't had boobs in a long time.
That is true. The dial-in number, which you guys can call right now while we're live.
Live!
Do it, do it.
Is 1-203-429-4298. 4711 or 203-IBW-IP-11.
Put it on your speed dial.
Right on. And you can also find us at IBWIP.com. And it has hyperlinks to the Facebook page, the Twittery, and the YouTubery, and the RSS feed. And IBWIP.com also has a calendar of when we will be doing live shows and releasing podcasts.
Yes.
So check it out.
Check it out. All right. We haven't done this in a while. It feels like I haven't done it in a while. Stupid people
doing stupid things.
And this, besides the fucking the horse, this pretty much tops the cake. So I'm out of Orange Fanta, so it's kind of bad timing, I guess.
Wah, wah, wah. All
right, so as always, we will read. No, we won't. Can I read a little bit? Do you want me to read it, or do you want me to play the audio?
I definitely want to hear the audio, so if it's a choice between the two, I say audio.
All right.
Unless it's going to shut down your computer.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so here is the audio. I will read the title. Mother of boy locked inside running washing machine wants to press charges. All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. And I love the voice of the beginning. Hold on.
Someone must be out of their mind to put the kid in the washer.
It's almost hard to believe a father playing peekaboo put his child in a washing machine. Somehow the door locked and the washer started, sending the father into a panic and the mother screaming for help. It was all caught on tape at Lori Chore's laundromat in Camden. The video.
Okay.
That's all you got to say right there.
What?
Camden. If you're not from the Philly area, you don't know.
You
but
don't understand.
We were actually a couple weeks ago. We were sitting in a restaurant, and right across the street or right across the river is Camden, New Jersey. And you could probably catch a stray bullet from Camden.
Jeez.
It is not a very good place, and I'm sure people play peekaboo in weird fucking places.
But why the fuck would you play peekaboo in a washer?
At least the wash machine's bulletproof.
Right. He was trying to save the kid.
Yeah.
Okay, so
anyway, sorry.
That's all right. I like the name of the place.
Let's go. What was that again?
Funny you should ask.
The video was posted on Yahoo and YouTube.
Playing
hold on.
Laundromat in Camden. The video was all caught on tape at Lori Chore's laundromat in Camden. The video was posted on Yahoo and YouTube.
Playing peekaboo with the child in the dryer and in the washer. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. This is the owner of the laundromat. She's Asian, by the way.
Really?
That's surprising.
I had a hard time believing it as well. Unfortunately, she's not an attractive Asian. So if you're looking for an Asian date, don't get one that owns a laundromat.
Oh, with the child in the dryer and in the washer? That's ridiculous.
With the child trapped in the churning washer, the parents race for help. That's when laundromat employee Kang Ng came to the rescue.
Kang
Ng! He
raced
to the washer and saw the child inside. Quickly pulled away these tables, opened a panel at the back of the machines, and went straight to this circuit board to cut off the power. That allowed him to open the locked washer.
I opened the door and then I take the kid out from the washer.
He's lucky that we stopped the washer on time. I mean, the child could have died.
Kang says the father told him he was playing peekaboo with the child, first in an open dryer, then in the...
I'm sorry, what'd you have?
She said good lord.
I said good ward.
Good ward. Why you put him in the washing machine?
Why would you do that, round eye?
Dick could have died.
You're crazy? You want cock?
Cock?
Okay.
Jesus. Okay, here we go. Hold on.
A washer. When he placed the child inside, he didn't know someone had already put money in the machine.
Dirk.
So when the door closed, the machine started with the child inside and the door locked automatically.
So if you watch the video, which I'll, of course, post a link to this, you... This is not funny. But all you see is this little kid just flapping around inside there, tumbling around and around.
was this poor shit, poor kid?
Poor shit? I don't...
Poor little shit.
I don't know.
He was only five.
He 5 years old. Five years old.
I'm going to take my kids to the laundromat.
When they're bad.
That's going to be their surprise weekend getaway.
Yeah. You guys,
now, was it a little one or was it those big king size ones?
It's the big industrial ones that have the you know, you put it, the side entry.
Well, at least thank goodness for that.
You could see it. I mean, that way, you know.
No, that just means he flopped around more. In a small one, he might actually have a chance to do less flopping.
Well, that's true.
I got in an ear infection. It sucks ass. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
That's when Kong took action.
I scared the kid died, you know. And then when I pulled the kid out, the kid has still the light. I'm really happy.
I think he's a hero. He's a hero, you know. He saved the child's life.
He's a hero.
Yeah, he's like Bruce Lee.
I go home and suck his peenie.
His wee wee wee.
Cock.
I suck his cock.
I want cock.
Nothing turns me on more than watching a little baby almost drowned in a washing machine and my hubby saved him.
I'm so happy.
He was an it's crazy.
I made him General Soul that night.
He was like a ninja.
He was crazy.
He's so crazy. Okay, hold on.
Just crazy, like the baby could die.
Customers were stunned.
Hold on a minute. The child had been placed in the- Jesus Christ. Oh, we're never going to get.
The baby could die.
Die. It's crazy. Hold on. This is a different person, too. This is. Oh, God. I'm loving this. And I'm not. I shouldn't. It's bad that I love this, right?
No.
Like,
they pick on us all the time. It's fine.
Hero. He's a hero, you know? He saved the child's life. It's just crazy. Like, the baby could die.
Customers were stunned to hear that the child had been...
The baby could die.
He could die.
Okay. Let's see if we can finish this out here. There's about 20 seconds left. Unless something else funny happens. It looks like a clean place.
Placed in the washer. They were also calling Kong Eng a hero.
He saved a life.
I'm very lucky. I'm very happy when I can save the life of the kid.
Well, thank you, Kong.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mr. Miyagi.
Now, I'm going to post the link because what amazes me is this gentleman, not white, guy puts his kid in a washing machine. We play peekaboo, brother. And shuts the door, and then all of a sudden his kid's spinning. And then, you know, Khan comes and you can see him, like, you know, react right off the cuff, which I am so happy. But he opens it up, and they open the door. And who's the, you know, the mom is standing right there. Who is the first person that goes and grabs that baby?
The other Chinese lady?
No, the dad who put him in there. He's like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But now the news report is kind of wrong because it makes it sound like it's the father and the mother that put this baby in there, right?
Right.
But that's not the case. So I'll read the mother of a toddler who was briefly stuck inside a running washing machine in New Jersey laundromat said that she wants to press charges. So the mother wasn't there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Speaking
of pressing charges on the father.
No, it gets even more in detailed. I wouldn't just end with that. Speaking on NBC's Today Show Thursday, Sakia David said that she wants her babysitter punished for allowing a male friend to put the child in the washing machine. So it was the babysitter's boyfriend.
Boyfriend? See, I thought... Yes, please. I thought that... Shit, now I forgot what I was going to say.
You thought it was the dad and the mom.
Yeah, I thought it was the dad and the mom.
No.
Or I thought she was going to try to sue the laundromat for having wash machines big enough that you can fit a baby into.
No.
Because... stranger things have happened in this world.
Says David said that she did not know about the May 11th incident in Camden.
Camden,
until she saw the video on the news and was contacted by police. She did not know that her kid was put in a washing machine until she saw it on TV.
Oh, Jesus.
She'd be like, see, I'd be pissed, too.
She'd be like, that's my baby. Oh, my baby, I thought you looked so fluffy. I just thought the babysitter was doing a good job of putting Vaseline on your elbows. You didn't look ashy, and that's good. She said her son was treated at the hospital for scrapes and bruises. Well, no shit. He was put in a washing machine. But she wants more tests. What more tests are you going to do? David said that the babysitter told her that the child fell down some steps. Okay,
that'd be one dead babysitter.
Authorities say that the man was unaware the machine would automatically start. They've referred the case to child welfare officials. Well, no shit.
Yeah. That's just another day in Camden.
Yep.
Is that an Ice Cube song? Just another day in Camden.
Probably.
It was another day in Camden. Okay, let's see. A shocking video of the incident was recently uploaded to YouTube, where IBWIP found it.
It made it gold.
A surveillance camera captured a man placing a small child inside the machine. Moments later, he and a woman were seen on the video frantically trying to open it. It was locked. The washing machine began spinning and filling with water. I really shouldn't laugh at that, but it's funny.
Yeah, it really is.
It's not for
the fact that the baby's okay.
Yeah, that is
makes
true.
It funny.
Right. I would if the baby died, I wouldn't be telling the story. But it just had some scratches and bruises. So don't get mad, Molly, when you hear this. At one point, the two run for help of an employee who managed to open a door behind the washing machine, unplug it. And then, voila, Khan was... We should get a hold of Khan and have him on the show.
Khan!
We should.
Sorry.
And truthfully, around here in the hills of Shippenburg, it's very rare that the actual employees are at the laundromat while you're doing your laundry.
We was getting all the quarters out. We just happened to be there.
So they were lucky.
Yeah.
Rocky.
They were
Rocky. They were very, very lucky. I have ninja skills.
Very Rocky. Oh, you're so Rocky, I don't get up and punch you in the mouth, little Billy.
Because you're too tall. All right, so that is stupid people doing stupid things.
That was very good.
So I would rather you fuck a horse than put a child in a washing machine.
Yes, but we're going to make... We're gonna make radio gold out of both.
Right. We should try to get a hold of them. You guys should call that laundromat. It's not long distance for you guys.
No, yeah, it is.
Fuck. We don't have any money.
Try to call them. You get the number. We'll try to call them.
We'll call and say you very Rocky.
Is your washing machine running? Go see if there's a
There's not a little kid in there. He's a.
All right. We'll have to do that for sure. All right. Well, it's that time again for on the show to update everybody on Silent Storm
Radio.
Boo, boo, boo. All right, guys. Silent Storm Radio is an ever-expanding internet enterprise that I make absolutely no money at. Nobody affiliated does. So, anyway, here's the show lineup. I will start on Sundays because Sunday is the proper start of the week.
Sunday is the fun day, says the Bengals.
Yes. I thought Sunday was just like their Monday.
I don't know. No, I think it's Sunday is fun day.
Oh, okay. Where they don't have to run day.
Right. Right.
Boom. There it was. Okay. And of course, I start getting back now. All right. On Silent Storm Radio, you have on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern time. All times are Eastern for me. It is Coley Colbert's Honky Tonk Swing.
Woo!
At 8. And at 9 is Blake Clayton's Sunday Night Roundup.
With Malls.
With Malls. Woo! And on Mondays, you have this show, a live recording of IBWIP every other Monday. And on Tuesdays, you have Trailer Park Romance at 8 o'clock. And then the Mojo Medicine Show at 10. And on Wednesdays, you have Tim Pop's Rebel Rouser Country and Pro Cal Tippin' Unlimited.
With my life partner.
Texas Jeff, Blake's life partner, at 10 o'clock. Did I say? Yeah. Tim Pop 9, Pro Cal Tippin' 10.
You know, you wouldn't have that trouble if you just went by Central Time.
Maybe. And and then I'm going to start going by Greenwich Mean Time. That way you have no fucking clue what I'm talking about.
And then.
And then. I am saying and then a lot, Anna. On Thursdays, you have Hobo Hiatus. And he's going on at a later time right now because of work and everything kind of driving him nuts. So he'll be on at 10:30, I believe, this Thursday again. And then on Friday, you have Mel from Ill, her show All Damn Day Long, followed by The Happy Hour at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then Saturdays, you have All Day Music.
Woo!
And maybe some live shows here and there.
Nice. So definitely go to silentstormradio.com. It is independent, unaffiliated live radio. And I'll tell you what, the sound quality on all the shows are top notch.
It is.
Sorry, I was drinking beer when you said that.
That's okay. Beer is good.
I had to wet my palate.
Well, I got something a little special for you. I always like to try to do something special for you guys.
One,
so.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is the acoustic version of Manic Monday by the Bengals. And we're going to listen to it until they say Sunday Funday. This makes me want to masturbate.
I was kissing Valentino by Crystal Blue Italian Stream.
Even though they're old now, they're still hot.
Yes.
And I guess I just won't get paid.
Get to the line so we can move on.
These are the days I knew each other was already made. It's just another manic Monday. Wish it was.
The lead singer is still really, really hot.
Did you hear I'm accompanying on harmonica?
Oh, no, sorry. Oh, play that funky music, white boy.
Susanna Hoff is still very hot.
But I don't think it was all the original members because the cute little bass player, she didn't look cute anymore.
No, she's not cute.
Oh.
Redhead?
I don't know. I thought she had dark hair when I was a kid.
No, she always had red hair, and she's very manly.
Oh, maybe I'll have to research it. So it's getting very, very close to Muddy Roots time.
6 weeks.
And that means one thing. Camp Krusty. So, folks, I want to remind everybody that there is a Camp Krusty page on Facebook. Go to it. We are cocky bastards, and we have not been planning for shit, and people with OCD like me are really worried.
Why?
I don't know. I'm thinking somebody's not going to bring toilet paper.
Ugh.
I didn't poop the whole time.
Well, you were using
we
your fingers all
year.
Week, so what's the difference if we don't have toilet paper?
I know. I don't want to go back to the prehistoric ways of doing things after this week.
There's leaves.
So definitely go over to Camp Krusty's page on Facebook. It's spelled with two C's, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And post, you know, what's going down when you're getting into town. We're trying to... I know that some people are going to be getting into town on Thursday, so we're trying to get maybe a meetup beforehand. But music starts on Friday morning, right? Friday afternoon?
Yeah, Friday afternoon. So I'll be there to set up camp on Thursday.
Yes, definitely. We got to be there on Thursday. And we're, if I'm not mistaken, we're trying to set up camp where we did last time?
Not really sure, but that was a good spot until, you know, trying to get out and... when it was raining.
Well, if people
got rain showered with mud.
Gary.
So definitely go over there. We definitely want to, you know, make sure we got a head count of who's going to be there and get some point of contact. So when people show up, they don't have to drive all over the camp to see where we're at.
We still have the big Camp Krusty, don't we?
Yes, but it says 2011 on it.
Can you just put like a blue 2 over it?
I could like go all punk with it and just cross that out and just put 2012 on it.
That'll be very rebelish. You should do that. 2012.
Cross out the 11 and put 12 next to it or something.
I do not know why the Undertaker has a mohawk now.
What?
The Undertaker has a mohawk?
Yeah,
you're fucking shitting me.
No, he just came out and he helped Kane. And he has a mohawk now, and it's like a real thin, short mohawk.
I can't believe he's still alive.
They're doing the 1,000th episode of Raw, and every fucking old-time crackhead, junkie, wannabe wrestler, washed-up bum is coming out there. They had D-Generation X come back, and Six-Pack. I thought China's vagina ate him. And then they had... fucking Bret Hart came out, and that poor guy looks like a fucking miserable mess. They all look so old, but they're just trying so hard, you know.
Was Chris Benoit there? Oh.
Too soon?
Oh.
Neither was Eddie Guerrero.
Owen Hart.
No. Oh. Neither was Eddie Guerrero.
No Eddie Guerrero.
Son of a bitch.
What about Roddy Piper?
He probably was. I quit watching. I just happened to turn and look. Hey, look. He
came to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
He's all out of bubble gum. All
right. We're going to try to make one more phone call here because we're about ready to end the show. So let's see here. How do you do this,
sir? Sir?
I don't know the number, so I have to ask somebody. See? Right? Should I say the number out loud so everybody has it? I don't think she'd...
That would be very ignorant of you.
Do it not.
It's only 10:45, that place. What? This is bogus. Yeah, poop on a mountain. Who cares?
You shouldn't have tried that one more call.
I know. We were so successful tonight except for the one more call. All right, a couple announcements before we go. Episode 66 and 67 are going to happen before Muddy Roots. So we got two more.
Woohoo! Oh.
That is awesome. And for episode 66, which is coming up in 2 weeks... we are going to have a Pine Box Boys exclusive.
Boom! There it is.
That just happened. We talked to Lester a couple weeks ago, and we are in the process of getting exclusive, unreleased stuff prior to what you can get it at Muddy Roots.
Nice. Sweet.
So we're hoping to have Lester on the show to kind of explain it a little bit. We're also having a face-to-face interview with Mike McClure from the Mike McClure Band. I'm going tomorrow night, and I don't mean to get everybody excited, but I think we are going to have video to accompany it.
Nice.
Hopefully. And on episode 67, we are going to have a face-to-face with Reverend Peyton in the Big Damn Band.
Woo-woo!
All right.
And we are going to have video, hopefully, for that as well, if my old roommate is cooperative. So that'll be the last show in August, which will be, we'll go on vacation, Muddy Roots vacation. Then we'll be getting prepared for the auction for autism, and we won't be back till September 24th. So you guys get a break.
Woo woo!
So I want to say thank you to everyone who came out on the chat. I think we got 47,000 people left on the chat, about something like that. And I want to thank you guys, as always, for doing the show. Thank you so much for buying new mics. It was awesome.
Oh,
not a problem, Blake.
I think we'll definitely. What?
I said I'm glad it worked out.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't want you to yell at me again this week.
You guys made me sound like such a fucking asshole.
We love you.
And, of course, I want to thank everybody for supporting us. Ira, thank you for being on the show. For Ingrid Vinzinfandel for being on the show. Again, if you want to interview for the internship, definitely email us. Let us know. Do you guys have anything? I mean, you want to pimp it? Did we not plug anything? Or did we get everything plugged?
No, I think we got everything. And I just want to thank everybody for being here and putting up with our shit. And I hope you enjoy this episode because I had fun doing it.
And thank you to the black boyfriend with the black girlfriend who put the other person's baby in a washing machine.
Yes. Awesome move.
Thank you to the fine folks at the hospital for bandaging up the scrapes and bruises.
Yes.
I wonder what his hair was like. I bet he had to put some relaxer on it.
That's not if there was fabric softener.
So I can we get a little harmonica before we do the BJ double shot introduction?
Sure.
What was that called?
That was called BJ does not play harmonica.
Can you do something a little fancier, like wiggle the hands or something, kind of do a little extended version?
Do you know how much slobber was in that?
I know. There's like cookie leavings in it.
It's Liam's harmonica.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce BJ's double shot? Then I will not.
Right,
I will
guys.
Not. I promise not to cut Coley off.
You were right. Listening.
No, he's got a segue first. Is this your first fucking time?
Yes, it is.
Jesus. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and listen to Dick Shake by the Juke Joint Pimps. And then St. James Infirmary Blues by the Pine Hill Haints, who are actually playing Muddy Roots.
Woohoo!
Woo-woo!
So, I hope you all enjoy. See you next time, folks.
Thanks, guys.
Pause. You are listening to IBWIP.com.
I wanna tell you about a girl I took her home with me. She was drop-dead gorgeous, but folks are afraid to see. I think she locked the door, hoping something nice. I felt a little more. I want a big surprise. She did the Dick Shake, babe. She did the Dick Shake, babe. She did the Dick Shake, babe. Shake with me. Next day I sent an email to my favorite female. I told her about that mess. She says, "Mom, see me." In my hair, and then I put my head in my underwear. I left the promised land. I did the Dick Shake, babe. I did the Dick Shake, babe. I did the Dick Shake, babe. Shake my dick, babe. And that ain't got it. Ooh, ain't got easy. him, what did he see? They say he's a crazy wife, wherever she's a he. He said, I hear you, brother, I know the mess you're in. He lifts a display gown and let his boobies swing. He did the dick shake, babe.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.